Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And on today's show, we are going to be talking about life's curveballs. As I called this episode, Didn't See That Coming. Now, for those of you who are in the LA area, you can call in at 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including all of you folks here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. So let's talk Murphy's famous law that states, if you think that you have everything under control, obviously there's something you don't know about. We're going to look at the things that can come up in our lives. And, you know, this is really significant for me because recently a lot of very unusual things have been coming up in my life. And while most of them I cannot control, the one thing that I can control is how I respond to it. Or if in that moment I may not respond at my best, how quickly I can recover. And, you know, these could be a lot of different things. It could be anything from something as simple as you're slicing onions and, you know, you look away for a second or you're not focused and that knife just slices right into your finger. And it's almost like there's that split second of, oh, man, I didn't, right before it starts to go. And then you're running to the sink and you're, you know, trying to rinse it out because then onion juice is in it. So, you know, little things like that. It could be something a little bit bigger, like you're getting ready for Thanksgiving meal and you're in the process of cooking and suddenly your garbage disposal starts coughing up everything up into your sink and now on a holiday you have to find a plumber, to receiving a call that says someone close to you has passed or is very, very ill. How do we deal with it? How do we find balance with it? And part of it for me, and I know everybody has their own way of managing these sorts of things, and if one of you has, you know, a way, some sort of tool that you use, please feel free to share it. And you can go over into the chat room with the ever effervescent Kina, and she can, you know, you can share any thoughts that you have on, you know, being able to manage when, you know, those situations come up that, you know, you really did not see coming. When you have something that happens, a lot of times the first thing we want to know is why or how. And it's not about why something happens or how something happens, but what you do with it. And granted, knowing how something happened, you know, always allows you the chance to be able to say, okay, this is how to have it not happen. There's a comedian that I once said, you know, watched, and he said that, you know, his girlfriend would complain about his behavior. And when he'd say, well, what did I do? And he'd say, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. And he said, well, then don't be surprised if it happens again. So the how, in that way, the how would be good. But it's not really as important as what we do with it. And there's what we do with it in the moment and what we do with it as we continue to process it and continue to deal with it and integrate it in our lives. Now, if it's something like, you know, slicing your finger while chopping onions, that's pretty straightforward. You know, it's like, and right in that moment, you really don't care about much of anything other than the fact that it happened. And for something like that, you know, where it's a situation that has an immediate cause and effect, and the options really are pretty straightforward. You know, you rinse it off, you wrap it in a bandage, and you choose to be more vigilant when you're chopping onions. a lot of times we'll have circumstances and situations come up in our lives that create a conflict, but it's a very clear conflict that has a very direct response. You know, there's no, oh, gee, I wonder how I feel about this. Well, you think that it's lousy and, you know, it's unpleasant. But sometimes things take a little bit more work. You know, sometimes things involve a lot of other stuff, as in, you know, the example of Thanksgiving dinner, which this did happen with an ex-sister-in-law of mine. You know, Thanksgiving morning and, you know, everything's getting ready and she was a very particular type of person and suddenly just gunk starts shooting up out of the garbage disposal into the sink and nothing's running. Now, how that happened or why it happened in that moment was not as important as the fact that it had to be dealt with. And sometimes when we're in those situations, it's, oh, my God, the family's here. Oh, my gosh, you know, all of this is going on. All of my very clear plans are going right out the window, and I'm not liking it. I cannot deal with the fact that how I planned it and what I assumed would happen and all my contingencies, I now have to, you know, make it up as I go along. I've got to correct. I've got to adapt. And for some folks, adapting is a very difficult thing. When you're faced with a situation that creates a huge shift in your life, it's either something that is going to overwhelm you or it's going to be something that you will, you know, achieve balance with or override or manage it somehow. And really, it does come down to those two options. Either it is going to overwhelm you and that's it, or it is something that you will ultimately overcome. You may have some bruises and a few skinned knees or, you know, a couple of knocks here and there. But, you know, you'll manage it. And, you know, in the case of the dinner, it was a situation of watching someone freeze and just, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do until somebody else is like, I think we need to call a plumber. Oh, right. Well, we're not going to find a plumber on Thanksgiving Day and da-da-da. Well, let's look. Let's check. Let's try. There's a difference between surrendering to a situation and allowing it to happen without attaching, you know, a lot of self-judgment, a lot of, you know, all the other hard stories. Because in that moment, it's pretty clear. You've got something to deal with, you have to deal with it, and you move on. If you want to play games with the stories you tell yourself later, that's fine. But not in that moment. In that moment, a decision has to be made. Action needs to be taken. It doesn't matter whose fault it was. It doesn't matter who put something in the garbage disposal that shouldn't have been there. What you've got is a situation. So when you're able to step out of that place of, man, this is lousy, whose fault is it? Because in a lot of cases, there is almost a fundamental need to have someone to blame, even if it's the universe. And one of my brothers used to, when we were back in high school, he used to have a phrase that any time that something bad happened to him, he would just look up and say, which God did I offend? And, you know, it was just his funny way of taking the edge off of the situation. Like, you know what, did I offend somebody out there? Is that why this is happening to me? And, you know, some people take that very seriously. Some people really do turn it into, you know, from a little self-deprecating, you know, take the edge off the tension thing to, oh, my gosh, I did something to earn this. I did something. Something horrible has happened, and obviously it has to be a punishment of some kind. So in looking at, you know, how you can view, you know, the initial experience, it doesn't, you know, just setting aside all the stuff that happens afterward, but just that initial moment of, oh, my gosh, something happened. How do I deal with this? As opposed to, oh, my gosh, something happened. I can't deal with this. Because one way or another, you have to. One way or another, you will adapt. You will move past. You will figure it out. And the more minor it is, you know, it's not that big a deal. And it may be something that, you know, oh, man, I guess, you know, you're going to beat yourself up later for because it was silly or it was foolish or you were just weren't paying attention. When you can get past the point of, oh, my gosh, this is lousy, what do I do? you take the best action you can. If it's a cut, you deal with it with a little bit of first aid. If it needs calling a plumber, if it needs bringing in help, then you do that. The idea of just being there and just doing nothing, you know, that's not going to change your situation. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over again and expecting a different result. And that's sort of the way it is when you have a situation come up into your face and, you know, you're just like, oh my gosh, this is either really unfair, it's not right, it should happen to somebody else, or, you know, or all the other stories of that, whether it should or should not happen. It doesn't matter whether or not it should not, or whatever. This is about dealing. This is about being able to be in the moment and to accept and to be able to say, you know what? One, I'm going to make it through this. Two, this is not the worst thing that will ever, ever, ever happen to me. And three, what can I learn from this? I mean, maybe it's about, you know, paying more attention when you're chopping something. Maybe it's about bringing you into focus. Maybe it's about, you know what, maybe I got too involved in something and I'm no longer able to be able to be objective about it. Maybe I stirred the crazy pot and triggered all this stuff. How could I have managed it differently? And, you know, maybe there was something that went into the garbage disposal that shouldn't have gone into the garbage disposal. Maybe the plumbing was just bad anyway, and it was just meant to happen in that moment. The universe is not personal. And let me say that again. The universe is not personal. Everything is a part of the world. Everything is a part of our lives. Everything is a part of our life experiences, whether it's a rainbow or a tsunami. You know, it's all a part of nature. And since it's going to happen anyway, stuff is always going to happen. So since it's going to happen anyway, being able to reframe it in, all right, what have I got to learn from this? What am I going to, you know, be able to move forward as a gift from this experience? So, you know, it's being able to, you know, do your best to as quickly as you can reframe it. You know, you're driving along the street, suddenly you get rear-ended. Or, you know, there's an, even if it's just a near miss, you know, the first thing is that moment of shock, like, oh my God, I don't believe that happened. The second thing should be, okay, everybody's all right. That's a good thing. So automatically, it's not as bad as it could be. And if everyone's not all right, you know, that's something else to deal with. Then you deal with taking care of everybody in the best way they can. It's not about who did what. It's about who do we need to take care of. And, you know, as when I started, I talked about, you know, either cutting your finger or, you know, Thanksgiving dinner coming back up through the garbage disposal or hearing about the transition of somebody just kind of, you know, oh my God, what happened? And that can be a really, really, really tough thing because, you know, that's where the whys and the hows, you know, we can't help but want to know what happened. And, you know, moving through those pieces of, okay, what can I do? What can I do to help? What can I do to take care of, you know, this person's family? What can I do to support their friends? You know, mourning processes just have to run their course. And sometimes people will bury themselves in details and take care of things just so that they can manage to move forward. If they've got something to do, they can be able to find their balance point in that way. And while that's only a temporary balance point, it can still help. It can help you be able to move through that. And you know, I've lost people who were very close to me, and I've lost family members and friends and, you know, and in just in many, many different ways. Some of them were very sudden. Some of them, you know, were very drawn out and, you know, with things like cancer and AIDS and, you know, and just those conditions that take such a toll on the person. And, you know, sometimes people even get into that, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's better that they go quick or it's better that they have time. And, you know, there is no better and there's no worse. It's just life. And the biggest thing about life is that at some point it ends. And, you know, while the hows are an instinct, it really doesn't matter as much because it has to do with the ability of each person in that experience to find their balance point. And whether that is staying busy, whether that is, you know, putting something, you know, putting their grief aside and just focusing on what needs to be done, arrangements need to be made, all of this stuff. You know, when my mother passed, I buried myself in details. I micromanaged every single thing that I could find to micromanage. And it allowed me to find balance for a while in that. It held off the process that I felt I could not go into right then because there were things that needed to be done. And in the case with my mom, I had taken care of a lot of things ahead of time. So it allowed me to just kind of pick and choose, you know, the types of things that, you know, details about the memorial and all of that, you know, all of the, most of the things had already been pre-decided. And, you know, it allowed me also to focus myself on something. So, you know, that's a part of finding that balance is taking yourself out of the emotion of the immediate moment. And just stepping, even if it's just visually, you know, or, you know, through your mind, stepping just to the side and leaving the chaos right next to you. Step out of the emotion and go, okay, does something need to be done that, you know, will correct this? And in that case, if there is something that can be done, no matter what the circumstances, you do it. And if it's something that there is nothing you can do to change that, but you can help with the effects of it, then you focus on that. It's about not being paralyzed in life. We will all face so many things that can be hard and overwhelming and shocking, and most of them are things that we did not see coming. So when, you know, these things come up, as they will over and over again, if not for us, then for our loved ones, and we want to help them as much as we can. You know, there's a thing that, you know, when tragedy happens, it is almost a given that at some point somebody's going to come up and say something that really does not help. And, you know, it's just like, really, really, that was the best thing you could think to say to me right in this moment. And they mean well. And it's tough. And, you know, you find some way to hold that balance. And some may feel that, you know, it's like it's hard to be shocked by something you see coming. Actually, that's not totally true. I mean, while for the most part, you know, you can see it coming, and, you know, like in the case of my mother and my sister who both passed from breast cancer, when you know it's coming, and I mean, I spent months and months and months taking care of them both and helping them both and working with them both and even being, you know, their times being, it's like, you know what, just go. When they're gone and somebody looks at you and says, okay, they're gone, there is a really strange sort of shock that sets in. It's almost like you don't really believe it at first. You know, my father was, he had gone into a coma, and he was at a VA hospital, and we were on our way there, and I just wanted to get there before he went. And we got there, and he was gone. And I understood that, you know, it's like, okay, well, he's passed on. But there's still that time that you spend just standing there going, they're going to start breathing again. That this isn't it. This isn't over. You know, how could it be over? And so, you know, even in seeing that, there's a shock because there's that place of disbelief. It turns out that, you know, somebody is going through something, you know, a difficulty in their marriage and all of that. And then if they say, you know, it's like, yep, we're divorced or we're divorcing or we're separating, there's still a shock, like, seriously, really? And it may have been something totally expected, but when that moment actually occurs, there's that, you know, sort of gap in time where it's catching up that it has become a reality. And that's usually where we freeze, because it reaches that little fulcrum point where it just kind of tips from this is a possibility, this is a probability, this is a reality. And there's that balancing point where it's almost like in between each one of those. And then it moves into the fact that it's a reality. I know somebody recently who had their house broken into. And it was hugely upsetting for them, mainly because of the fact, well, one, that, you know, they had a very large dog. And they had thrown meat in and had gotten the dog to go into an area where they could close it off. Now, he said that he was very grateful that the dog was not harmed, that they didn't poison the dog. But to come home and find all of your stuff just torn through. And the really sad part was that, you know, his daughter had passed away some years earlier, and there was a box that had her jewelry and some things of hers, and they took that. And that sense of loss and violation really, you know, just hit him so very hard. So how do you come back from, you know, things that happen? And it's like, wow, I just, because he said he stood there for several minutes and just did not believe that that was the reality. He had to move from that mindset to acceptance and go, oh my gosh, this is what the reality is. Then he was able to take action, call the police, you know, make sure he wasn't touching things and just, you know, move into that place of action. Sometimes we can move into a place of action and it helps. Sometimes we just need to be with it. A friend gives us very horrible news, and just to be able to be with them in that moment. Like I said, it's not as much about how something happened or why something happened. It's what we do with it, how we grow from it, because everything that comes into our lives is there to teach us something. It teaches us about maybe attachments or about letting go of attachments, even in with the people in our lives. And yes, you know, holding space without doing something, without feeling like we have to fix it, is really, really hard, especially for those we love. But sometimes that's the best thing. Sometimes the best thing we can do with someone who's going through something horrible is to sit there and just be with them. A lot of times when somebody manages to make it through something, it strengthens them. It allows them to be better. You know, the desire to fix and the desire to help, that's a part of us, you know, to make it better. But we can't make it better if it's not supposed to be better in that moment. If someone is going through a grief process, they need to go through it. Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. You know what? Cry. Or fuss. Or take a nap. Or whatever it is that you need to do to find that balance point. Step out of the situation. And, you know, don't immediately go, oh, there's a gift in this for me, because sometimes it's just a really lousy thing that happened, and it hurts. Be with that. Be with the pain of the moment so that you can move past it. Accept that you cannot change what has happened, but you can help with how everybody moves forward from it. And even if it's just being able to find balance within yourself, to be able to let go of the attachment of what should have been and accept what is and integrate that as a part of yourself. There's an old Buddhist saying that when you have learned to love hell, you will always be in heaven. And when things come up, when the curveball hits, when, you know, out of nowhere, you know, the shot from the blue, when we can find balance with it, recover, adapt, take action if necessary, and if necessary, do not take action. And just be with it. And find that balance point in it. Step away from the emotion, even if it's just for a split second, and go, okay, can I fix this? Can I do something about this? If not, how can I be with it? And if there's any of you that, you know, would like to discuss this further, you know, please feel free to contact me if you're going through a difficult time. Also, right after the show, I will be in the chat room. So if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, or suggestions about how you deal with stuff, please join us in the chat room afterwards and we can talk about it. So I want to thank all of you for listening in to Healing House Radio. We'll be back next Thursday at 2 o'clock. And there's something interesting I'm sure we'll be discussing at this point. I'll figure it out. Whatever it is, it'll be interesting, honest. So I wish you all blessings and balance. And for those of you who are going through something that is really hard, that you're working to find balance with, know that, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with you and that, you know, there are people around you who are ready to be there for you. Reach out, even if it's, you know, somebody who will answer your phone while you go take a nap or while you go have a good cry, or someone who will hold you while you have that cry, or offer that to someone else just to hold them, not to fix, but just to be there with them. Because we all have stuff that we didn't see coming. And everything is going, you know, there's always going to be something we didn't see coming. And the best thing that we can do is learn what we need to learn from it and be able to move forward wiser, happier, healthier, and most of all, stronger. That's the way you find balance. Let go of what should have been, because it really doesn't serve you holding on to that. We deal with the now. We deal with what is. And if you can't find a way to deal with that on your own, seek guidance. Talk to somebody who you trust, somebody who can assist you with that, someone who can be outside of the issue. And, you know, if you, you know, really are in a bad way, you know, reach out to, you know, one of the, you know, intervention lines, either suspension or, you know, reach out to, you know, if you have a particular spiritual path, reach out to your priest, minister, rabbi, you know, what, you know, whoever that is. Find someone who you know to be balanced and have them help guide you through it. Because there are always people out there who can assist you. So, everyone, I hope that, you know, it's a wonderful week for you. I hope that whatever stresses you're going under are as minimal and as gentle as they can be. Because, you know, ultimately, we're going to go through them anyway. And if you have to tell yourself a story about something that's going on, please tell yourself a good one. Make it a story that has a happy ending. Because even if it doesn't, you know, it feels better for a while. So I wish you all a wonderful day. And I hope that you have a wonderful week. And this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And we'll see you next week on Thursday at 2 right here on Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.